This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. My son was telling me about a friend of his who lived and worked in Sydney, but one day he applied for a job and moved with his wife to a small town on the coast. It was a big change for him. When he was interviewed by the local newspaper, he said, "It was something I thought would be good for my soul. I want to get to know the community and I want to feel part of a local community." Now, what interested me about this guy's comment was, it would be good for my soul. I'm sure he's not the only one who's moved from the hustle and bustle of city life to a smaller community. Certainly got its advantages. But what did he mean, it'll be good for my soul? Well, I've got a feeling that for some people, perhaps a good book is all that's needed, especially on a cold night in front of a heater, or perhaps an inspirational biography or a good novel. It captivates your interest. It's refreshing for your mind and spirit, seeing life from another perspective. What about your to-do lists? You sit back and think about your plans for the day. It's a good feeling. It's good for you, good for the soul. It saves a lot of time and trouble. Others like to clean up the house, organize the day to throw out the old stuff that's been lying around for months, or simplifying your life. Maybe gardening is your thing. The horticulturalists say that working in the garden is really good for your soul. It's got health benefits, very relaxing. Or you might like to start writing. Put your thoughts down on paper or on the computer. You'll be amazed how it clears your mind and helps you to focus, even if you think you're not really a very creative person. But it doesn't matter. It's therapeutic. I suggest writing a page every morning. But so you can use journaling, they call it, to review your goals. So as worthwhile as all these things are, there is one overriding truth here, and that's this, that only God can truly satisfy your soul. And I believe that this statement is probably the most important thing that you need to hear today. Nothing else can satisfy your soul like believing in God and accepting his Son, Jesus Christ, into your life as Lord and Savior. When we're hungry, we get something to eat. If we're thirsty, we drink something. That's to satisfy our physical needs, but these physical things can't satisfy the soul. True soul-satisfying fulfillment can only come from God. I'm sure that every person in the world wants to know what will make him or her happy. We're all seeking for the person or the place or the thing that will meet our needs and wants. So what will truly satisfy the desires of our heart? There must be more. The author Michelle McKenney Hammond says that the void we feel on the inside is a God-shaped hole, very much like what St. Augustine said in his prayer a long time ago. "You've made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you." What Michelle was saying was that within each heart, a God has created a vacuum that can only be met spiritually. Only God and his love can fill the void in your heart. So how is it that we can have everything in the world we want but still feel we've got nothing at all? Maybe it's boredom, but the deeper problem is emptiness, and it won't go away just by ignoring it. Now, the Bible says quite clearly to love God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind. And you see, there's a special place in our hearts that only God can fill. We're made that way. Anything less than God will ultimately let you down. In Psalm 42 in the Old Testament, the writer puts it like this: "Why am I discouraged? Why am I restless? I trust you. I will praise you again, God, because you help me. You are my God." So for him, God's loving presence was a wonderful guarantee. So what's good for your soul? Is it making a sea change, going to a different place? I think making a decision to become serious with God is the most important thing. Look again at the Bible. You see someone like King David, who had everything, power. He had unlimited possessions. And yet none of those things was enough. He said in Psalm 63, "You, God, are my God. Earnestly I look for you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you. It's in a dry and parched land where there is no water." So my prayer is that you'll discover what's really good for your soul. Thank you, Lord. We know sort of somehow that you are good for us. You're good for our soul and our mind. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.